want to kind of watch what I say because I got flagged the last time that I was trying to talk about this. A lot of the buyers that I work with, they want to try to compare to the days where it was 3% or 4%. The rates are what they are. This is not even trying to be insensitive about that. It's just more so of just, this is what the reality is. And just trying to find that sweet spot, you know, for you when it comes down to buying is going to be the most important thing to focus on. Good?
Yep.
All right. Hello and welcome back to the Closing with Corey podcast. First and foremost, I just wanted to address, I know some people have asked me as far as the consistency of the podcast, kind of what's going on. I'm much more looking at this as a quality over quantity type of thing. So, you know, I have a lot of ideas. I want this to be collaborative. The thing that I didn't want to do is to have a consecutive amount of episodes where I'm just talking about prices and percentages and sales and things like that. I feel like it's just going to be a little bit stale after a while. My main goal is to be able to start having more conversations with people, whether it's in the industry, people that I can kind of connect with a little bit, entrepreneurs, and just be able to build more of a platform to, you know, have those types of conversations and open up those conversations. So I just, you know, for myself, that's what I'm focusing on. And I'm just trying to kind of have that goal and that game plan in mind when I'm thinking about content, when I'm thinking about episodes, when I'm thinking about different things I want to talk about, whether I want it to be a long format like something like this or just a little bit shorter and just be able to provide more information. But today's episode is going just to be about how the market is going in New Jersey up to date. When this is released, it'll be exactly the midpoint of the year. So it's kind of like a halftime check-in looking at things. So going into it, just some stuff that I'll cover today is just going to be stats when it comes down to Somerset and Hunterdon County, the areas that I specialize in. We'll talk about a little bit about what's kind of impacting the market and, you know, coming off of an election year and all these things. There's a lot of questions that circulate when it comes to the economy, you know, and tariffs and the conflicts that are going on. So there's a lot of things kind of circulating and to see how they are impacting the first half of the year. We'll kind of go over that a little bit as well, too. You know, for me, in the beginning of the year, I will say that it started off very, very hot. The beginning of the year is always going to bring in new buyers to the market. So you have a lot of people that have kind of been preparing, whether it was for 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, whatever it is. Normally, that first kind of quarter of the year into that January and February time, I've had a lot of conversations leading up to that. And now buyers are ready to kind of hit the ground running. They have their approvals. They know what they can afford. They know where they're looking at. And then now they're ready to go out there and just start, you know, checking properties out. On the other side of it, a lot of those sellers that are waiting for the holidays to be done and the, you know, that time frame from November into December, January hits, and they kind of want to get a jump start before the spring market hits as well too. So the first, you know, 2 to 3 months, it was really picking up. Things were very, very consistent. A lot of new buyers, a lot of sellers, a lot of listings. And then I would say around that end of March into April and May timeframe, things kind of just took like a little bit of a halt, which was kind of unexpected. So, and from the data that I was pulling from the people that I talked to, everyone was kind of experiencing the same thing. So we'll talk about that a little bit as well too, and go from there. Let me give you guys first some stats. There's probably going to be a lot of percentages, a lot of things, but I was trying to figure out the best way to supply this information, which was going to be able to be digested the best way. And that's going to be the way that I have to go about it, unfortunately. So starting off to date, and I'm talking about all of New Jersey. I'll talk about Somerset County and Hunterdon County in particular in a minute. But for all of New Jersey, the number of homes sold have decreased by 4.5% from last year. So that was a little bit expected going into this year, talking about when it comes into interest rates, when it comes into the amount of buyers that are there compared to the amount of listings. So there's a lot of factors that a lot of people can have a lot of opinions on to try to predict what the market's going to do. And then once you get to the midpoint of the year, you kind of assess that data and then you realize that it's not necessarily that anyone was right, anyone was wrong. There's little bits and pieces that you have to kind of break apart and try to figure out. So from that, the amount of homes that are still being sold above asking so far this year in New Jersey is 55.5%. So you're still seeing over half of these listings that are being listed still selling above asking price, which is still a good thing for the sellers in there as well too. I will also say for all of New Jersey, one in every five listings, you're seeing price cuts. So that's not something that we've seen for probably the last, I would say, 2 to 3 to 4 years. Price reductions was probably not even a topic of conversation with a lot of sellers that I was working with back in the day. And then it comes into this situation where you have an idea as far as what that market value is, and you do your marketing plan, and you try to explain to these sellers the best you can to say, hey, listen, you know, the market has shifted a little bit from what it was 3 years ago. And, you know, you're not getting those 20 to 25 offers, depending on what market you're in, but you're not getting those amount of offers that you've seen over these last couple of years. So that's why pricing strategy is always, I've talked about it before, is always the most important thing. And you're seeing that become probably the most crucial thing going into the listings for this year. The median home sale price is up 5.5%. Supply is also increasing, which is another thing too, where you're gonna see it kind of shifting into, I don't wanna say a buyer's market, still a seller's market, but a little bit of a less leverage there. Yeah, let's talk about Somerset County, Hunterdon County. Just a couple of quick things to go over. I'll start with Somerset County. Somerset County, in particular, the median sales price is up 6%. That's good for sellers. In Somerset County, over 70% of homes are sold above asking. The days on market is slightly up, and the inventory has 100% gone up in the last 2 months. Now, I work in Somerset County, probably primarily along with Hunterdon County. And to that last point, the inventory is up on both counties. I don't know about all of New Jersey. I kind of wanted to focus on just these two counties in particular. But there's a lot more listings. I'm probably working in a range between 20 to 30 buyers. And now some of them are not out there looking every single day. Some of them are kind of just looking around a little bit. And I'm attached to all those searches. And within these last 2 months, I have seen those properties getting sent out increase severely. In Hunterdon County, the median sales price is actually up 10%, which is fantastic. Over 58% of homes are sold above asking. And the days on market is actually down significantly, along with the inventory being up. So both of the counties are still in a very, very heavy seller's market. You're still seeing homes being sold above asking, and you're also seeing that inventory going up. And I think that the inventory situation for both of those counties is primarily linked to the buyer situation, because the buyer, I don't wanna say leverage, the affordability that we'll talk about in a second, but also just that push on buyers to be able to buy. You're not seeing that happening as much, just because whether it's interest rates, whether it's affordability, whether it's economy, there's a lot of factors that kind of go into that. So talking about affordability, as of right now, and I want to kind of watch what I say because I got flagged the last time that I was trying to talk about this, but as of right now, the rates are in the high 6% range for a 30-year fixed loan. Now, again, I'm going to try to tiptoe around this a little bit, but a lot of the buyers that I work with and a lot of the buyers that want to talk about interest rates and they want to try to compare to the days where it was 3% or 4%, listen, I 100% understand how that can be a difficult thing to navigate, especially if they were even kind of looking around back then and they're trying to figure out where their monthly payments are at. If you do that, you're going to see that your monthly mortgage payment is going to be up significantly, whether it's over $1,000 easily, just because of that jump in percentages and interest rates. Now, with that, the only thing that you could really take away from that is just focusing on your pre-approval amount, whatever your budget is going to be, and having a lender to be able to really give you a very specific breakdown of what your monthly mortgage is going to be. The rates are what they are, you know. You can always refinance. That's always going to be something. And again, this is not even trying to be insensitive about that. It's just more so of just, this is what the reality is. The prices, as you can see, are still going up. The interest rates are not dropping anytime soon. And just trying to find that sweet spot, you know, for you when it comes down to buying is going to be the most important thing to focus on, and not trying to go into it to think that, you know, just because there's a little bit more leverage on a buyer's side that these negotiations are going to drop $50,000 or $60,000. Go into it with that game plan. There's data out there that's saying that from 40 to 45% of first-time buyers are buying homes right now with gift money. And that's essentially whether it's from parents, whether it's from wherever it's coming from, gift money is being given to them to purchase that home, which is also just a big outlook on that affordability and just on where people are at right now, economy-wise. There's a lot of factors that play into that. So There's a lot of buyers that are dealing with some of the same struggles when it comes down to whatever their price point is, whatever they're looking for, and just trying to factor that into play. I'm working with a ton of buyers, and those breakdowns and that realistic expectation, if you're looking from, you know, 450 to 550, and then if these homes pop up that are at 580 or 590, even that little bit of a jump is going to be even greater just based off of the interest rate and all these things for your monthly breakdown. So, you know, affordability is a very touchy topic right now, and I think for probably for everybody. So just something to consider. As far as the outlook for the rest of this year, I would just say that I think that as we go into the summer, you know, I tell sellers that we're getting into that time frame right now to where a lot of buyers want to be in properties, whether it's before the school year starts or whether it's before, the holidays, whatever the case may be. I'm still seeing that the buyers are kind of coming in little by little once they get their pre-approvals and once they get their game plan and their goal figured out. On the selling side is where I'm kind of seeing a little bit of a drawback. And that's just because a lot of the sellers that are at the point right now and people are going to always have to sell their homes. People are going to always be out there to buy homes. But sellers right now are also dealing with the other side of things to where if they are downsizing, they still have to sell that home in order to buy their new home. Whether they're moving out of the state, they have to coordinate that. Whether they're upsizing for their family, for whatever the case may be, there's a lot of factors. And I think the hardest sell right now is the fact that they are going from either having a very low mortgage from a low rate. Some of them don't even have a mortgage anymore because the house is paid for. And then they're also going into looking at taking on this interest rate and, with their new purchase price. So again, a lot of factors within that. I think that we'll still be able to see that the inventory is going to probably be up a little bit more than it has been for the first half of the year, because that's what the trends seem to say, is that the inventory is going to be keep going up. And I think that you'll probably see that seller's market is going to be coming down little by little towards this end of the year and kind of even out to where it's not a buyer's market, it's not a seller's market, but there's going to be negotiations and leverage on both sides in a lot of different circumstances. So that's where we're at for the first half of the year. Again, I wanted to try to give this information the best way that I possibly could. I know that a lot of it is going to be based off of just what the stats are. And as always, again, I'll be putting out some more content, putting out some more information, having more conversations with people that are in this field. So I'm excited about some stuff that's coming up. But subscribe, reach out to me. Any questions, obviously, let me know. I appreciate you guys watching, and I will talk to you soon.